sounds like you're judging everybody
really,
here.
The Bible says to judge those who claim the body of Christ. Go read 1 Corinthians 5.
Yeah, it also says don't judge.
1 Timothy 5.
So now you're saying it says to judge people?
It does say to judge.
Okay, then don't condemn others. Don't judge
does,
others.
Right?
Matthew.
Does it say to judge?
Matthew 7.
Wait, I don't even know this man. We're not associated.
Don't judge others.
What are you reading?
Luke 6. Don't condemn others.
But you have to understand that. You have to understand that.
Be humble. Matthew 18. Mark 9. Luke 9, Matthew 20, Mark 10.
No, don't just name them off. You've got to read them in context.
What I'm saying is, you just said your job is to condemn, yet there's...
No, I didn't say my job was to condemn.
He said his job is to judge.
Or judge. Listen, don't judge others. Matthew 7,
who do I judge?
Luke 6, 37.
As believers, we are called to judge one another.
Thank you.
But it's not our judgment that judges them. It's the word of God.
And to not to hell either.
Right.
So I don't judge your eternity in hell. What I say is, if I see you in sin, I say, wow, you're my brother. I love you. You better repent because your destination is hell.
See, here's what I think.
That's what you don't get.
He's
Catholic, though. He doesn't believe the Bible is the word of God outside of the magisterium. See, they
you don't know what
word.
I believe.
The Catholics. They believe that their magisterium.
You think all Catholics have one belief.
Oh, so now,
so
now you got all different Catholics.
So that's ignorant. But here's the one great thing about Catholicism versus your Protestantism is that
I'm
it's all
Protestant.
On your... Well,
you haven't seen me
how are you any different than
days.
A Protestant? You have your own interpretation,
nope.
And that's all you base
nope.
it on.
And you have your corrupt popes that
there's
have killed 30 million
thousand.
People.
What religion hasn't killed people?
Jesus
what religion?
Christ.
What religion hasn't
Jesus
killed people?
Jesus Christ, the New Testament, has never killed anyone.
Is that... Oh, okay. That's
who I'm part of. I don't know why we're having this conversation.
Well, because I'm just asking
you're
you
trying
if there's
to defend
any chance.
Wicked, corrupt, popes, papal system.
No, what I'm saying
and
is
and the Bible
that...
does tell me to judge the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 5, Paul says, that man's in sin. I judge him, put him out. Jesus said in Matthew 18, if that brother's in sin, go to him alone, call him out. Go to him with a couple brothers, call him out. Take him before the body, call him out. Jesus is so loving. You know what Jesus said?
He doesn't say to judge him.
Jesus is so loving and so non-judgmental. What does he say? If you won't repent, you probably know. What does he say? Treat him like a publican and cast him out of the body. You got to get this
now
idea.
Now I lost my spot.
You got to get out of this idea that we can't judge rightly.
Right.
We don't judge the world. We don't judge you to hell. We judge you to the word of God, like he said.
You have to understand that the Holy Spirit of God's role is to condemn.
But you can't tell me there's not one person out there deserving of salvation because they're all evil men. You just said if none of them, if those people there don't convert and they don't redeem their wicked ways, they're going to hell. That's
they
what
are.
You just said.
I agree with that.
You don't know that.
Do
how
it.
Do you? That's what I'm saying. Your arrogance to presume to know their hearts is ridiculous.
Jesus said few are going to enter eternal life. Look at that.
Sure.
Few of them are going to enter in.
Don't be so sure. You're the one when you're the one presuming to know.
Few of them are going to enter
you
in.
Presume to know my heart, their heart, this man's
you
heart, and
like
everyone
an
else's
angry,
heart.
Angry, fleshly man.
Well,
because
I'm
born
listening
again,
to you.
That's your problem. You're not born of God. You're born of man.